recognized the groundbreaking work to date by the UN expert bodies on the detrimental impacts of so-called conservation, 30 by 30, climate mitigation, and green economy projects carried out on indigenous people's lands and territories without their consent. The MRIPS 2023 study addressed the impacts of these projects, including militarization, forced relocation, and enforced restrictions of access to food and water sources and sacred places. Indigenous peoples reporting such violations are seldom informed about the sources of funding for these projects. The Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples 2023 report on green financing from public and private loans and investments and international financial institutions confirmed that so-called green financing is critical to achieving agreements under the UNFCCC and the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, which in many cases result in large-scale land loss for Indigenous peoples. He noted the role of so-called intermediaries, well-known conservation NGOs, which carry out implementation on the ground. His report further confirmed the need to ensure effective participation of Indigenous peoples in the design of rights-based policies to support legal demarcation of lands and territories and protect them from encroachment and land grabbing in the name of conservation. We therefore appreciate that the UN Environment Program and a group of conservation funders are currently developing a rights-based policy framework defining obligations of conservation funders and intermediaries to be presented at the CBD COP16. They have asked IITC to help coordinate inputs by impacted Indigenous peoples. We will begin this process during the MRIP with a working dinner and a discussion on Thursday, and we'll follow up with an online questionnaire and three webinars later this month. Please see IITC's delegation for more information about how to participate. Finally, in regards to MRIP's future work, we request a study on conservation funding and the rights of Indigenous peoples based inter alia on Articles 26 and 32. This will build on the work done to date and can include an implementation review of the policies currently under development. Hahom, thank you.